Well, I think I know everyone in here. I want to introduce you to a friend of mine. He's come all the way from Mississippi to play for you. He's a legend. His name is Jimbo Mathis. Make him welcome. He's going to reset my entire state. On guard, Mr. Siegel, to my starboard side.
I can stop playing now.
All right. We'll have a natural ball with you all. I sure appreciate Mr. Siegel bringing me overseas and getting a chance to entertain so many great audiences every night. And we're going to take you through the gamut of all kind of Southern American roots music. And we co-mingle together with Mr. Siegel from his myriad influences, and we come up with something that's entirely brand new. And we hope y'all dig on it. We're gonna start out with a little Delta blues, just a good old soggy bottom blues right here. About a trifling woman, don't mean no man no good. And her name is Lou Della. It's gonna go something like this right here. You ready, Mr. Seagull?
I am now.
Oh my goodness, Ian Siegel, if that is your real name.
No one really knows.
I'm going to play a different kind of blues. It's called the talking blues. I bet you wish you were sitting down like we are, didn't you? Find a chair, get one to sit down.
You can just come sit up here, man.
Yeah, just sit in the seat.
Look around.
There's plenty of room for everyone, that's for sure. Next time, bring a friend.
I brought one.
Talking overseas pirates blues, because there ain't enough songs about pirates in the world as far as I'm concerned. Spent my life traveling overseas with a lowdown aching heart disease. Listen for myself to find, drink that woman off my mind. But I failed. Better keep on trying. Now people said overseas blues ain't bad, but it can't be the overseas blues they had. Since I was a man at the age of three, I said, now that's the life of me. Pirate's life, that is.
Ah.
A buccaneer, if you will. Or a fucking oh, shiver me timbers. When I travel to the north and I travel to the south to find out what all the fuss was about. Travel to the east and I travel to the west to forget about the girl I loved the best. I'd even travel through time and space.
Oh, my goodness.
Fall had Mercury. Both inner and outer. Now, all you mothers of wayward sons, don't stop your boys from having their fun. Let them on the way, I'm begging you, please. It ain't nothing wrong with going overseas. What's the worst that could happen? You might find buried treasure or something. Oh, X marks the spot, baby. Thank you.
sitting up there in their ivory castle.
They're dumb in the head, they're weak at the knees, they ain't got the balls to go overseas.
Oh, splice the main ways. Ahoy, me hearties. I'm talking about a vast brine. Get yourself a handful of booty, but leave the fucking drum alone.
Jump aboard or getting out of here, unless you're some kind of mutineer. In which case, I can assure you of that, you'd only get a taste of the nine-tailed cat. Now that's a whip. I got a whole wall full of them. Different sizes, different strengths. Depending on the size of the booty. Lucky you ain't walking the plane. I didn't know this was that kind of show.
It is now, baby.
Oh, my goodness. Ian Siegel, if that is your real name.
It ain't. It's Susan Siegel. That's on my birth certificate.
A boy named Susan.
Yeah.
It's funny because it's true.
No, I wasn't going to drink tonight, Mr. Massey, but I think I might change that.
Uh-oh.
This feels like the kind of show I want to drink on. Sorry.
Well, I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to do too.
To do them also. We'll continue. But none of that stuff that's legal here, that cannabis and that weed. We only do crystal meth, right?
Oh my God.
What can go wrong with that? It's made by scientists.
Out of car batteries. When I was growing up, I didn't need car batteries to get high, man. I just
still did. It just didn't mean.
We're going to do an outlaw ballad from the area, as Mr. Siegel mentioned. I am from Mississippi, USA. I know what's left of us. And we're a pretty good state. We're okay. We have a hard road to hoe down there, but we are responsible for a thing they call the blues music.
I've heard of that.
And also the rock and roll.
I've heard of that.
And certain band calls, for example, the Rolling Stones, named themselves after a gentleman from Cahoma County, Mississippi, right there.
What ever happened to them?
Those were one-hit wonders. And we grew up surrounded by so much folk music. When I was 6 years old, I just remember seeing the mandolins, the fiddles, the bass guitars, the pianos, and everything all over the house. It would just be a riot of instruments over the weekend, and my father and all my cousins' uncles played, so this is one of the first ones I remember playing. It's a song about a bad man, an outlaw ballad, and the song's called Jesse James. And Mr. Seagull is gonna chime in, and we're gonna sing so pretty it's gonna bring a tear to a glass eye. James was a man who killed many a man, even robbed many an express train. And the people did all say, oh, many miles away, they've been robbed by Frank and Jesse James. He had a loving wife who mourned for his life, and his children too were brave. Dirty little coward is shot Mr. Howard and laid poor Jesse in his grave. And
was on one starry night when the moon was shining bright. They were on that Glendale train. And the people, did I say, for many miles away, they've been robbed by Frank and Jesse James. He had a woman wife to mourn for his life, and his children too were brave. But that dirty little coward has shot Mr. Howard and laid poor Jesse in his grave. His life and his children too were afraid. But that dirty little coward has shot Mr. Howard and laid old Jesse in his grave. But that dirty little coward has shot Mr. Howard and laid old Jesse in his grave. Ah, he had laid poor Jesse in his grave.
Woo-hoo. Ford have mercury. Shut the front door.
Shut the front door.
Thank you for that kind applause. We appreciate it. Thank you so much, man. I'm so proud to be here. We are doing 30, did we count as 39? 39 concerts
and
in 42 days. And every night we get to honor sitting on stage and entertaining you people, man. And we're so happy and proud to be able to do that. But they're working our ass off.
I want to congratulate you, ladies and gentlemen. You didn't realize it, but you're very lucky tonight because you are at, of the whole tour, the most exclusive gig of all, because this is by far the smallest gig. So congratulations, well done. She's it tonight. Bring a
and
friend,
all the stars,
bring a friend.
All the stars and planets align.
Yeah. The Anunnaki are watching us. You're probably exactly aligned right now in the same constellation as all the pyramids in Giza. To the stars at this particular moment, right now, that's happening. This energy is happening. There's voodoo on you. You have no idea. You got the voodoo. That's my one. That little one there. I got the high John the Conqueror right here. Come on.
You're going to have to walk through the door three times backwards to get these hands off of you.
I won't cross a ditch. Not when there's a full moon.
What song you got on your worried mind tonight?
I'm thinking about
Siegel.
Jimbo and I met in Mississippi. He may have mentioned that. You may tell from his accent he's not from around these parts. You ain't from around here, are you, boy?
No, sir.
And, Jimbo was very good friends with and grew up around the daughter of this man. His name's Charlie Patton. Probably, I think, the most important person in the history of the blues. He taught Howlin' Wolf and Robert Johnson. Without Charlie Patton, there would have been no Robert Johnson or Howlin' Wolf or Sun Hounds, countless others. And we're going to play a song of his called Pony Blues.
Come on.
Hitch up my black mare. It ain't about horses.
I'm gonna saddle my pony. Hitch up my black mare. I'm gonna see my ride a bit. in the world somewhere.
See, everything is totally scripted out to the nth degree. We know the program. We're like scientists up here.
Speak English, Doc. We ain't scientists.
Concocting a new disease to unleash on mankind.
What are they calling teleprompters?
It's called real music, man. Look it up on the Google.
I remember real music.
A couple of dudes sitting around playing and singing, man. You know, that's all it is.
Who would have thunk that would work?
We're brothers from another mother. You know, we realize it. So we have a ball with you all. Shake a tail feather and moan.
Sisters from another mister.
That's ours. Not sure where to go with that, but okay.
All the way to the bank.
This is one of the mister. I only play this song with you, Mr. Siegel. I don't know why nobody else ever asked me for it. But it do sound mighty good when we sing this. We're going to jump out of line here. They're going to jump out of turn, but it's called There's Too Much Water Under the Bridge. And I think this is something that the Netherlands can dig, man.
Got a lot of water here. Fuck yeah. Fuck
yeah. I like that.
The language of these people. Disgusting.
It's fucking disgusting.
Fucking disgusting.
We do. We are available for children's parties. I wouldn't recommend it, but we are available.
We dress as rodeo clowns.
Oh, we are.
Best take care of my silver spurs. If you don't, you won't.
I'm in. That's what she said.
You in like fun? I didn't know this was that kind of show. One of my own compositions. Song about romance going horribly, horribly, horribly wrong. There's too much water under the bridge.
There's too much water has washed this road away. I take the fast train across the parched train. There's too much water all under the bridge. She sits in a white mansion, all alone in her splendor.
Cool. Thank y'all so much. Thank you again. Oh, my goodness. Song's about so much shit has gone wrong, she blames you for everything, including mechanical disasters, natural disasters, you name it. It's all your fault, man.
I know her.
It's a bitch. Do a little blues, man. Get out there, shake a tail feather, moan, roll that carpet up, don't let them dance on your new carpet. Bingo. Thank you so much, friends. Thank you for that kind applause. Thank you, thank you.
You probably worked out by now that we're playing, I guess, every kind of American folk and roots music, from blues to country to, folk, you know. We'll even incorporate some European music in, because that is a big part of the blues history.
It goes both ways.
And there's a lot of Irish, and of course in country music there's a lot of Irish and Scottish, Celtic music, even English folk is in there. And French, would you believe, and German, Austrian, umpah music, you know. And the Spanish get in there with, in New Orleans with the clave, then it comes from Spain.
It's what Jelly Roll Morton called the Spanish tinge.
Now we're going to give you something that comes originally from Denmark. Some Viking blues, some Viking. Well,
Vikings had the blues. They were raping and pillaging, man. They fucking had
it's an old Danish folk song that translated later when it crossed the ocean. Eventually, the melody turned up in a traditional Baptist gospel song called "Mary, Don't You Weep."
Ladies and gentlemen, for sticking around for the second show. Thank you so much.
I'm proud to be here tonight. What you got on your worried mind, Mr. Siegel?
Oh, my goodness. Something so good, Mr.
Ich
Siegel.
Bin der Zug. Das Zug.
Now, what the hell does that mean?
Who cares? It's a dead language.
It's German.
Oh, it's very much alive, dude. Sorry. I hate to bust your bubble, but people speak German still.
Dude. That was Austria we were in. That's dialect. Much, much fancier.
Oh my god.
I'm just teasing.
I don't see where he's going with that?
I'm only serious.
I don't. Oh my goodness. We've been having so much fun with you all. Mr. Siegel, how you feel about playing a song about a brave engineer they call Casey Jones?
I would love to. Let's keep the train theme going.
Would you do that? It just occurred to me. We'll do this song. It's another mythological man, but he's a real man. And he was a man who drove a railroad train. The train was called the Cannonball Express. It was a passenger train that went between Memphis, Tennessee and Jackson, Mississippi. And Casey Jones was known for his distinct whistle. Woo-woo! I could tell when old Casey was coming down the line. It was early one morning, and he'd come dribbling rain. I'm gonna tell y'all what Mr. Casey done. Cannonball Express coming out the track right now. Dribbling rain, round the curb come old passenger train. Under the wheel load was Casey Jones. He's a mighty man, but he's dead and gone. But he's dead and gone. He was a mighty man, but he's dead. Some folks say Mr. Casey could run. Let me tell y'all what Mr. Casey done. He left Memphis, it was a quarter to five. In New Orleans, it was dinner time. It was dinner time. Ow! He
been up time. Told his father-in-law just before he died, just two more runs, oh, daddy wanted to ride. His father-in-law asked him, what did it be? He said, the old Northeast, and then the same thing, said the same to me. Oh, said the old Northeast, and then the same to me. Yes, he's on the road. On the road again. Her name was Alice Sprout. She said, I love Mr. Casey till I die. I ain't good looking, but I takes my time. I'm around a woman, got around in mine, got around in mine. Yeah. Oh, just a very, very woman, got around in mine. Casey, one night long, she just a dream. Then Mr. Casey had bought her a sewing machine. Oh. She broke the needle, now she can't sew. She loved Mr. Casey, cause she told him so. Cause she told him so. She loved Mr. Casey, cause she told him so. When she sold a gym, she sold it straight. Police had run into her woman's gate. She opened the door and stuck out her head. She said, hey, welcome to my holy bed, to my holy bed. Woo! She said, you won't be welcome, Lord, to my holy bed. She wasn't at the party, but on the road again.
Chickens. Ain't nobody here but us chickens.
We like chickens.
We like them. They have tasted so good.
You like them when they're incubated, hatched, grown, raised, beheaded, plucked, and put in a skillet. a long process.
We're available for vegan parties.
Going to get into some animal husbandry later. You know.
Animal husbandry. Do I have to marry?
Well, the only thing that makes an ass is, the only thing that makes a donkey is a horse and an ass.
I'll take the ass every time. Dirty crowd.
I'm not inviting them to my kids' birthday parties.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
Unfertilized.
Without the jokes in the first sample, man, just wait. Just wait, baby.
Encourage me, I'll get much worse.
You have no idea, kids.
Story of a famous cock.
It's not autobiographical.
It's about a fighting chicken from Mexico. Gallo del Cielo, the cock from heaven. Call us Sarah Gasafina. Sarah Gasser left his home in Cassius Grandis when the moon was full. He had no money in his pocket, just a locket of his sister friend and gold. He was going to El Sueco to steal a fighting bird named Gallo de Cielo. And he crossed the Rio Grande with that holster nestled underneath his arm. Del Cielo was a warrior, born in heaven, so the legend said. All his wings had been broken, he had one eye rolling crazy as hell. He fought 100 fights, and the legend said the one night in El Sueco. They fought Cielo seven times, and the great master said. $27 and a locket of your picture framed in gold. Tonight I'll put it all on the flying spurs, Gallo de Cielo. Now we'll return to Fatherland, via stole from Father on the moon. Outside San Diego, in the onion fields of Paco Monte Verde. Of San Diego is sleeping on the fancy little sea. The lamp was there, a gossip pulled the one eyed Del Cielo from underneath his hat. They cried when Zaragoza walked away with $1,000 bill. Hold on, my Teresa, thinking of you now in Santa Barbara. $1,500 and a locket on your picture frame and gold. Tonight I'll put it all on the fighting spurs, Gallo de Cielo. Someday I will return to Fatherland, be a stole for father on my own. Well, the moon went to hiding and the lanterns lit shadows all across the sands. A wicked black rooster named Zorro faced Del Cielo in the night. Carlos Zaragoza feared the tiny crack that ran across his rooster's beak. And he feared he'd lost the $50,000 he had riding on that fight. All of my tillies are banging on you now in Santa Clara. On the table, lock it up, your picture frame, and everything between us is riding on.
Jimbo Mathis on the 7th Street Mandolin. The signal that was given and the roosters rose together up above the sand. Gabo del Cielo sang a gaff in the Zorro shine. They were separated quickly and they rose and fought each other time and time again. And the legend said that everyone agreed that he don't fought the best. But the screams of Zaragoza split the night outside of Santa Clara as the beak of El Cielo lay broken like a shell within his hand. And they say that Zaragoza screamed a curse on the bones of Pancho Villa. When Zara rose up one last time and drove Del Cielo to the sand. All of my titties are dreaming of you now in San Francisco. I got no money in my pocket, I no longer even have your pocket, my old friend. I had to bury it last evening in the bones of my beloved Del Cielo. Returned by the man that he stole from father long ago. Do the rivers still run muddy outside of my beloved Casas Grandes? Does the scar on my brother's face turn red at the very mention of my name? Do the people of El Sueco curse the theft of their beloved Del Cielo? Tell my family not to worry. I will not return. To cause them shame.
Civilized tonight.
Never. Let's
do it. Do one of my own compositions. We're doing a lot of folk music, traditional stuff. It's just a grab bag, man. It's just a mojo bag of music for you tonight. We're really just kind of, we do the songs we love and we figure out, let the devil take the hind end. And that's kind of how we see the music. It's one of my own compositions, and I think of myself mainly as a writer more than anything. I do pick a little guitar and sing every now and then, but I do write quite a bit, and this is one I'm quite proud of. I hope y'all feel the same. It's a song about a river. I love singing about my homeland of Mississippi. I love it, I love it, I love it. And I'll never cease to be amazed and inspired by it. And this song is inspired by the Tallahatchie River, and it runs right through my town. I jump in the Tallahatchie. Think I'll crawl down to a bank. Think of how I slow walk the Tallahatchie. Can't see me no more. Newspaper said I sang. I'm gonna ride the city of New Orleans. Gonna buy a ticket, honey, on the carrier. Thought I'd crawl through these old swamps if I have to. You could never see me knocking your door again. I could
ever wanna run right past. Can't you see me no more? A newspaper said I sang. Can't you see me no more? The newspaper said I sang. Can't you see me no more? Newspaper said I
for the pain. I
try to forget her and all of them things that we've done. But as long as there's memories, I'll never hang up my gun. I'm like a crazy old soldier fighting this war on the ground. It's just me and the whiskey, but in the battles of 10,000 strong.
Song from American Civil War. Topical.
It could happen many times.
Trump's going to build a wall, man, to keep all of the Americans in, so y'all don't have to worry about shit anymore.
I can't wait for July 4th when we celebrate our independence from the Americans.
They're going to build a wall while I'm in the Europe, man. I might not be able to get back to Mississippi.
We're going to keep you, Mr. Massey.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, no.
I'll have to live off of Bruges.
I'd like to say this song was written. It was 1854, which is 6 minutes to seven. It's a very funny joke. You'll laugh about that one when you get home. You got time to catch up. Come on.
We're here all week.
Try the veal.
Okay, sure.
so much, friends. It really has been a pleasure. We thank y'all for being here with us, you know, and enjoying this music, this fellowship, and our regular stories and music we're playing. We're real people playing music. We ain't got no tuners. We ain't got no speaker set up. It's just two blokes playing some guitars and singing. We hope y'all enjoy it. Doing it like they used to do it in the good old days, or the bad old days, as they say. We're going to send this out to the Super Spirit, and we'll send this out to Lola Jolene, who's up there with her now. She's finding her way. And we'll send this out to Lola Jolene. And let me say what a pleasure it is to sing with Mr. Siegel, and
likewise
be a part of this music. And so we thank y'all, and we're going to send you with a spiritual number. Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away.
Dedicate this to Prince. I want to just remind you also that there are CDs and vinyls, you know, for sale. Jimbo will be really happy to come and sign them for you. I'll do it. I won't be happy about it, but I'll do it.
He'll do it, but he won't be happy. But he will be there. I promise you. He'll try to smile.
This is me smiling.
When he smiles, he looks like he's going to kick you in the fucking chin.
I hope the people at the back have been able to hear us all evening. I've certainly been able to hear you.
But we will be proud to set them. We are touring behind our Wayward Son CD. It's a live show, much like you've seen tonight. It's recorded right here in the Netherlands. And doing quite well, so we'll be glad to see you, meet you, talk to you, shake hands, kiss babies, and
kiss babies.
And do all that. Anybody brought any babies? Good.
No one brought a baby with him? We're baby friendly.
Maybe you could go home tonight and make a baby.
Yeah.
Name it after Ian.
Don't do that. Oh, God, that's a jinx. That's a jinx waiting to happen. But this is baby making music. Let's get it on.
He tried tonight. That's the spirit. That's the spirit. Hey, well, we love y'all. We're going to send this off to the super spirit. I'll fly away some glad morning. Tell them all about it, Mr. Siegel.
Well, now some glad morning. When this life is over, I'll fly away to that land on God's celestial shore. Thank you.
just a few miles. We're ready to head out. Fly away.
Sister from another mister. We were born on the same spaceship in a galaxy far, far away.
Get in.
Michelangelo.
Was doing a one-man show. I'm gonna do it. Put that phone off.
If the kid's calling. She's calling your parole officer, man. I told her to tip him off. When he's off the street.
He's still within range of the tag. If my foot starts to go up, like vibrating. Flashing lights come up.
And you're wanted by the FBI and the Anunnaki.
Thank you.
on the dirt road by myself. If I can't carry you, darling, oh, I'm gonna have to find me somebody else. You know today has been a sad and a lonesome day. That's why I'm going down this old dirt road by myself. If I can't carry you, darling, I'm gonna have to carry somebody else.
Next, boy. You know, this was a psychedelic show.
Little girl, and I won't come hollering around you no more.
See an eagle.
I'll drink to that.
If that is your real name. Aha. That's for me to know and you to find out. Aha. She works for the CIA. Not the CIA you think of. Thank you so much, friends. We got time for one more. We'll do just a good old song that we talked about the links in the chain between the British Isles and Europe and the music of America. There's a perfect example of that. A regular old cracker redneck has brought this back to the people of Europe. And it's called Dirty Old Town.
Worth more than Klondike gold.
So you best take care of my silver spur.
If you don't, you won't grow old.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Ludello, baby, what in the world going wrong with you? Ludello, Ludello, baby, don't you hear me calling you? I done tried so hard, baby, just tried to get along with you. Ludello, I'll pay your house rent, I'll give you what you need. I'm working in the peach on your mama and I, Ludello, Ludello, I'ma give me the blues. Baby, don't you hear me calling you? I done tried so hard, Ludello. Baby, just tried to get along with you. Back home to your mama, Ludello. Going back to my family too. Ain't nothing in the world, little girl, I would do for you. Father, Ludello, Ludello. Baby, don't you hear me calling you? So hard, baby, just try to get along with you. Let's make a little racket, man. Thank you, friends. Thank you. Oh, to your mother and your father, I'm a little schoolboy too. Come on, be my baby. Come on, be my baby. I'll buy you a diamond. I'll buy you a diamond ring. What you gonna do then, boy? If you don't be my baby, I ain't gonna buy you a doggone thing.
Don't you be late.
water, but it's gonna be five next time. It goes on and got around it. Oh, Mary, don't you? Well, you know, I used to be a sinner, you know, a sinner, you know, but now I believe when I lay by the old days, when my how heart is grieving, it goes on and got around it. Oh, Mary, don't you sing it with me?
See y'all in a few minutes. Thank you again.
See my light come shining through.
got stones all in my passway. Can't y'all feel my pain? I ain't the journey, platform or passengers. I'm the train. I was there to war in the best of it, there for hours indeed. Driven by your opulence, driven by your greed. You were master, you were slave. I see the blood upon your hands. I was built by stolen labor. You took from foreign lands. I shone a beacon in the darkness. Cast a light upon your sin. While you squeezed out all the juice, now you're doing it again. It's gonna drive you to distraction. It's gonna drive you clean and safe. I ain't the journey, I ain't the railroad, I'm the train. Yeah, I ain't the silence, I'm not the blinds, I'm the train. Mean old fireman, cruel old engineer.
Yo soy train.
Yo soy el train.
Tallahatchie. Oh my gosh, that's a Chickasaw Indian word. It means water that runs through lowlands. Now they say you can't please all the people all the time. That was our crowd two nights ago.
They were all there, man.
And please, any of them. Shall I tell them the penguin joke?
Yeah, tell them the penguin joke.
Listen to this penguin joke.
So this driving, riding around, it's springtime. He pulls out the convertible, man. He pulls the top down in his convertible. He's driving around, man. He's got three penguins in the back seat. A cop pulls him over. Woo-hoo! Walks over side and says, "Sir, you can't have these penguins in this car. You got to take him straight to the zoo." He said, "Oh, sure, man. Okay. Yes, sir, officer. Thank you so much." Dude disappears, drives off. The next day, the officer sees the guy driving the convertible, three penguins in the back, and they all got sunglasses on. Cop pulls him over. Woo, woo. Walks up and said, "I thought I told you to take these penguins to the zoo yesterday." He said, "I took them to the zoo yesterday. Today, we're going to the beach."
That is the best penguin-based joke you'll hear tonight.
Or is it?
Or is it? Maybe I got one up my sleeve. Under my flightless wing.
Penguins with sunglasses are always going to be fun,
right?
They live in Antarctica. They don't have sunglasses.
And who?
We're just busting strings, telling bad jokes, doing all kind of hijinks tonight.
Awesome.
What's next? Yeah, we were at a club the other night after the gig, you know, and the chick walked up and asked me to dance. I said, "Sure, you know." And on the dance floor, I only know how to tap dance.
See, and you did.
This has kind of become my theme song.
I did not write this, but I swear to God that if Willie Nelson hadn't beaten me to it, I would have written this eventually. I say that about a lot of songs, but this one particularly. This is my life story.
This seems to be right up your parking lot. Thank you.
Let us pause in life's pleasures, count as many tears, while we all sub sorrow with a poem. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears.
Castle Earth's wall.
dirty old town, dirty old town. I heard the sirens from dawn. Saw a trash set the night on fire. I smelled the spring and the smoky wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Hey, I saw drifting all across the moon. Cats out around on the beach. This brings a girl from the streets at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
See you at the merch area. Thank you again. Thank you. Ian Siegel.